We have a whole crowd in the studio right now. We have Richard Smith and Gordon Thorne and Tom Schaefer. They all just blew in from who knows where coming at the studio. Thank you guys so much for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Richard.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I'm thrilled to be here. This is my first time here.
I'm thrilled for you to be here too.
This is the furthest north I've been of Duluth.
I was going to ask you that, if you've been up here before or not.
No, I haven't. I've been to Marquette. And, you know, I can't even remember if I came across here or if I went back. I might have done. I can't remember now. It's too long
ago. Maybe you came all the way around in Canada and looped back around.
Yeah, it's been a while now.
Well, we're happy to have you here. How did you connect with Gordon in being part of this?
Man, you know, it was last year this was booked. Yeah. This was over a year ago, I think, because you had told me that Pat Donahue was doing the last year.
Right.
And I guess that went great. And Pat's local. I'm a Nashville guy, obviously not a Nashville native, you can tell that, but I can't remember when we first
met at Paul Jones's.
We did meet, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was over a year ago,
right?
Yeah, at least that would have been last March, I think. Yeah
about then. Yep.
Yeah,
fantastic. And so wonderful. And you're from England originally, whereabouts?
Just south of London. Okay. South London based. I was there till I was 27, and moved to Nashville, Tennessee, and been traveling around, make that my home base these days, and it's a fun music town.
But I've heard that it is.
Yeah, it's great fun. Yeah. It's getting overrun now. There's 3,000 people a month moving there.
Really?
It's getting insane. The roads are not going to keep up, but it's still fun. I feel like I got in early.
I'll cancel my plans to get down there then to move down there.
No, you should. It's a lot of fun, but of course I don't really make a living there. I make partially with the studio that I've got, but most of the time I'm on the road, and I'm thrilled to be here doing this.
Well,
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Gordon's been singing your praises, and I think we're going to start out with giving a taste of your chops here.
Well, all right, can I do a Jerry Reed tune? Is that good?
You may.
He's getting inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame this year.
Perfect.
Which is it's about time as well. Let me play a Jerry Reed instrumental. This one's called Strutton. Thank you.
Strutting. Strutting from Jerry Reed by way of...
Thanks. I'm warming up. I've been driving for 2 days.
All the way from Nashville, I hear that you drove up here.
Yeah, I started at... I mean, I started about 2 o'clock yesterday, a little after that. 3 o'clock yesterday, drove up to Lodi.
I don't even know where that is.
Just above... It's about a half hour above Madison.
Okay.
And I just started out this morning and got into town.
Here we are with this Gordon and Tom.
Yeah, beautiful drive. Well, as soon as you get, as soon as you can see the water. That's when it gets really nice. But yeah, it's got great weather as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just in time. Well, it's going to be kind of messy, I think, on Saturday, maybe a little bit. But I think we'll have the most of it will be good for you while you're up here. We're talking to Richard. Oh, go ahead.
No, sorry. Carry on. I say it only gets messy just to let us know when it's good, you know.
Yeah. Richard Smith is with us. He's the featured guitarist for the Fingerstyle Masters Weekend, along with Gordon Thorne and Tom Schaefer here. They're going to be doing some classes. And Gordon, you're kind of the guy behind this whole event, so can you tell us what's going to be happening tomorrow and tonight even as well?
Well, tonight, we'll kick it off tonight. We're just going to hang out and have a little free-for-all in the pub down at Bluefin in Tofty. Chris Gillis is going to be joining us, and Mike Roth is coming down to play some bass, so we should be having a good time down there. And then tomorrow we have some classes. We're looking for some fiddle players to take a class from Mr. Schaefer over here. We have a empty slate there, and then we have guitar classes with Mr. Smith over to my right here.
Yeah.
That start at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we still have a little room left there, too, so if there's somebody that wants to come on up, just feel free to show up with $60 and a guitar and get there by 10 o'clock.
I'll teach them how to Travis pick. You know what that is? Well, Travis picking, it's kind of like stride ragtime piano. You get your thumb going like this. So basically the thumb is your rhythm section. Mm-hmm. I'll teach him how to do that. I'll teach him some banjo roll type things. Jerry Reed, I'll teach him some harmonic technique.
That's legit.
That kind of stuff.
And you're doing you've got a thumb pick there.
I've got the thumb pick, yeah. See, that's the, I just grew up with the thumb pick. I mean, I've been wearing one of these things for so long that... it's just kind of like it's like an extension of my thumb, you know, you have to get used to it, but...
You should see if they can do like a surgical thing, just you can have one with you all the time.
I thought about it. No, it's just something you get used to. Some people wear a thumb, and I wouldn't necessarily recommend it in general, but if there's certain things, if you want to play Travis picking and have that sound very specifically, then you kind of have to wear one, but you can always do it your own way and you know, get your own sound.
And you do finger style as well?
Well, that it would be finger style. Okay. You know, yeah. Any, I mean, basically, you know, anything that a guitar picked with the fingers is finger style. Even. Even if it's classical guitar, it's finger style. It's picked with the fingers. That's all that really means. But you know, typically more of a pop style, you know, guitar with a groove to it that's played solo is really. Fingerstyle guitar, I guess.
Well, that'd be exciting. I hope you get a lot of people to come on down and take that class. It might be a entertaining time.
We'll do some Beatles tunes. And so on. You know, just kind of teach you how to break down how to play two things at once and how to think like that and how to train your fingers to do that and how to break it down to one piece at a time, because you know, thinking about it as a whole, you're never going to get there. We'll talk about that tomorrow, because I know everyone is just like running to the phone now.
The phones. Your phone's going to be blowing up.
Everyone's running to
be blowing up.
Well, I'm glad you played that song. You played that because that was the first guitar riff that I learned, and it was also the only one that I still learned. So
there you go. You just learned the bass part, right?
Exactly.
That's it. That's it. Well, I can teach the folks that as well.
Well, we'll have to come down. Richard Smith here. I've been actually doing a little research on you. I found that you met Chet Atkins at a very young age.
I did, yeah, yeah. I was 11 when I first met Chet, and yeah, he's certainly my biggest influence. Him and Jerry Reed and Merle Travis and Django Reinhardt and Joe Pass. You know, I mean, you just start. You know, the more great players you listen to, you try and kind of absorb as much as you can. But you know, the Chet and Jerry thing was certainly my first influences, and they've never gone away.
Fantastic. Let's do another song here, if anyone else wants to join in.
Richard, play another one.
We'll do one? Oh. We'll go to Spain here. Section.
Awesome. Spanish guitar from Richard Smith on a gorgeous instrument. I want to talk about that. This inlay all over the place.
This is a Kirk Sand guitar. It's actually a Richard Smith model, I'm thrilled to say. And I've been playing this one, I guess, maybe 4 or 5 years. But he's made me. This is my third one of these. And the other ones are somewhere else in the world. He'll make me a new one every now and then. And this is Kirk Sand. He's in Laguna Beach. Out in California, and good friend of mine, and great luthier.
Great playing, great instrument. We're talking with Richard Smith. We got Gordon Thorne and Chris Schaefer here. They're all going to be part of the Fingerstyle Masters weekend happening tonight and tomorrow down at Bluefin Bay Resort. And we're going to let you know real quick, your programming on WTIP is supported by our friends at Grand Marais State Bank, serving Grand Marais and Cook County for 100 years and proud to help WTIP connect the communities and people along the North Shore. And also from Drury Lane Books at the end of Wisconsin Street in downtown Grand Marais. Open 10 to 4 Thursday through Saturday. Drury Lane's Spring Writing Contest is open for tree-inspired prose, with more information on Facebook or at 387-3370. Tom, you're over in the corner. You're being pretty quiet.
I'm just being intimidated by Richard's playing. As most people are.
You're going to be scaring people off. That's not what we're going to want. So I understand that you also do a lot of playing with your wife.
Yeah, she's a cellist. And we'll go out and every once in a while and we'll do some duo shows. And I've been kind of holding the fort just recently and doing mainly solo gigs. But hopefully that'll change again soon. She's gallivanting around California for the last couple of months. But actually, she's back home now. I just saw her for a few brief hours. But yeah, she's helping a friend out in California. She's just back taking care of our 8 dogs for a while.
8 dogs?
8 dogs.
Are they all the same breed or all different kinds?
No, they're all different. We started with Dachshunds and it grew from there. I won't go into that. But,
Start small and go big from there.
Well, you just start picking up dogs and it gets out of hand as it has. But they're great fun. We have a full-time dog sitter for when we're both out of town, which is, it's the way it goes. But,
does she do classical or orchestral?
That's what she had done in the past. Yeah, she played with the Chicago Symphony and Dayton Philharmonic and done some with the Nashville Symphony. But she didn't really want to be a full-time orchestra employee. That wasn't really her. That wasn't what was really driving her. She just loved the instrument, and when she's out with me, they're duets, you know. She really gets to be heard as a soloist, which is really nice. And and we're playing what we want to play as opposed to what the conductor wants to play.
That's always the better way to go, I would think.
Well, there's another way to go. But yeah, it's fun. We'll go out and we see the world together, and sometimes I'm on my own. I'm going to Japan in June. I'll be on my own and back over, visit my folks. And but she'll be out in Colorado and California with me in the summer. So, yeah.
Lots of stuff. And so how often are you doing stuff in your own studio?
You know, it's about 30% of the time these days. It's great. It's a lot of fun. And sometimes there'll be people in there when I'm not there. In fact, Tommy Emmanuel and Jake Shimabukuro are going to be in there on Monday. Another engineer. So I'll miss that. I'm up here, but it's good. It's stuff happening even when I'm not there. It's just being involved in general is the cool thing, you know.
I would definitely also miss seeing Tommy Emmanuel and Jake Shimabukuro.
Sure. Oh, yeah, for
I got to
sure.
say
yeah,
his name.
Great. Well,
slower.
I was there when Tommy did his – he's doing a duets record, and he's done some of the stuff there. He did – I saw the two that he did with Jerry Douglas, which was very cool. So, yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. He's done he did his Christmas CD, DVD project in the studio, and so that happens. I'll have other bands will go in there and cut stuff, and that's the next thing that's happening. And I just finished producing a young fingerstyle guitarist by the name of Parker Hastings, who's one to watch for sure. He's 16 years old, and this is his second project that he's done there. And, it's turning out well.
So. Well, I'm very happy that you chose to be up here with all of that going on at your own place. So,
hey, I've got to play as well. I do find that when I'm just producing in the studio, and when I'm just I could be playing on a project, but playing is not the same as playing a hard 2-hour gig where you're playing all the time. You know, you're talking and you're changing things and you're twiddling knobs and you're setting up microphones, and it's just a whole different thing. So it's nice to get out and actually play music rather than create it in the studio, which is just a totally different, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's do some more playing right now, if that's possible.
What are we doing,
guys?
Should we try something? I'll just... Why don't you kick it off and we'll dribble in.
Yeah. This is like the tradition.
You think you can catch on? Let's do this old tune called Lonesome Train. Can't you hear that lonesome whistle blowing? See them sparks fly from the track. It's the train my gal left on this morning when she said she won't be coming back. Can't you hear that dirty engine?
far from the track. Yeah, I knew my baby wasn't joking, man, when she said she won't be coming back. Lonesome train, lonesome train, took my baby rolling round the bend. Lonesome train, oh, lonesome train, can't wait to see her smiling face again. I went down to the station, started crying as I watched that special roll away. She's gone away to stay.
Magic always happens whenever it's Fingerstyle Weekend and we get the guys in here. This is fantastic. Richard Smith, Gordon Thorne, and Tom Schaefer here playing some live music for us on a scenic route. It's about 4:32 right now. Going to let you know, programming on WTIP is supported by North Shore Winery and Sawtooth Mountain Cider House, located on Ski Hill Road in Lutzen, offering both white and red wines as well as hard cider for tasting and purchase. Open Thursday through Monday from noon to 7, with more information online at northshorewinery.us. And also on Facebook. So I was going to ask Richard, you know, you got the Chet Atkins style and the Travis picking and gypsy jazz. I want to know, what is the most like obscure, like what do I have? Like the strangest thing that you can play like in your repertoire.
Strange. I don't
yeah,
know.
Most like out of place song.
That's kind of weak. I think everything that I've done is kind of branched off of the Chet and Jerry thing. You know, Susan Marches and Scott Joplin.
Susan
Rex,
Marches,
you know,
yeah.
it's always fun. I could do you a Susan March, but that again, that was something I learned from Chet. There's some a Scott Joplin rag I could try.
Okay,
it's not weird. But let's have a look. Let me see if I can get this happening. This is called The Easy Winners. Thank you.
guy's a machine. How do you turn him off? That's amazing. I wish I could. I wish this was TV just for a moment, so I could have gotten a picture of Tom and Gordon's faces as they were watching Richard just play.
Drool
just,
coming out of him.
Exactly, drool coming out.
The easy winners. That was called the easy winners. Scott Joplin, Ray.
Okay,
fantastic. A lot of fun. Just so that you know, just for royalty purposes.
Yeah, we
just so that Scott's family is taken care of. Actually, I think it's way after 70 years after the death of the composer. I think so. It's all PD right now. Yeah, yeah.
I think that's the way with movies too. That's why you can use like King Kong and stuff. Whatever.
That's right.
So after this, I think you mentioned you're going out to Colorado and California. What's going on out there?
Yeah, Colorado, we've got the Rocky Mountain Guitar Camp. California is, well, I've got a couple of other gigs in Colorado around that as well. And Copper Mountain Guitar Festival, myself, Doyle Dykes, Tommy Emmanuel, and who's playing this year? Joe Robinson. Who's playing electric?
Are they going to get anybody good?
Yeah. That's it. I did it. Eric Johnson was there 1 year, and Steve Vai they had 1 year. I was there. It's a lot of fun, yeah. So I can't remember who the electric players are this year. Oh, I know who it is. It's Robin Ford and the Guitar Army. Robin Ford and Joe Robinson and Leroy Parnell.
Oh.
A few of those guys. I can't remember who else. Yeah, so we're doing that. And then we're doing... I'm doing the Tommy Emmanuel Guitar Camp in Carmel, California. A bunch of other gigs in California. I'll be down in El Paso. I'm traveling down the, I think it's the 285, which is all the way from Denver to Taos. Got a gig in Taos, Salida, Colorado, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, El Paso, and then playing in Sedona. I've never even been there. I just basically wanted to find somewhere to play in Sedona, so I've managed to dig around and find a place. And a friend hooked me up with somebody there, which is fantastic, so I'll get to see there and play there and plant a seed. See, the whole point is you go to, where do I want to go? And then you find a gig there, and then you build on those gigs. So now you make your living everywhere that you want to go. It means you don't have to be at any one place, and it's like I can work anywhere. I mean, it's like I get to travel. I mean, I might not want to travel for work. That's why I built the studio in Nashville. It's like, okay, if I want to stay there, I can do that. But if I want to go traveling, I can still work, and it's fun. So I get to see all these places. I love the desert. It's like driving around Mars, as far as I can see. You know, those red rocks, it's like, this must be what Mars is like. So I love that, and the total silence around there. Get out of the car, you're in the middle of nowhere, and it's just total silence. And then, back out to California, and then driving home. And then after, I'm driving home, we're doing the big Jerry Reed tribute, the annual Jerry Reed tribute. We're just figuring out the exact date for that, but that'll be maybe the fourth weekend in September. We've been doing that on an annual basis now, the Jerry Reed tribute. It's usually involved myself and Brent Mason and Tommy Emmanuel, Sedina Reed. Brenda Lee did it last year, and Steve Warner, and a lot of fun. So it'll be a big one this year since Jerry got inducted. It's looking like it might. Well, I'm not going to say anything because we don't know. We don't know yet. But we have high hopes. Let's just say that.
So much stuff coming up.
And, a lot of stuff.
A lot of How to Build Your Own Happiness seminar from Richard Smith in the middle there.
I love it. I get to play music on the road and go to all these fantastic places. And, you know, people go to... The one thing I would say is doing it by car. I've driven out to California many times. And, of course, I fly. It saves time. And I've got somewhere specific. But I always feel like I've cheated when I fly somewhere. You know, when I fly from Nashville to California, it's like I get off the plane. It's 4 hours later. And all those guys spent all those years and you know, all the time and effort that went into building that road. If you drive that road, you see the terrain change and you really feel like you've gone somewhere. It takes you maybe 3 days to drive it.
Oh, yeah.
And you feel like you've earned it when you get to the coast. When I fly, I feel like I cheated. It's true. I would totally recommend anyone who's got the time, absolutely drive around the country because it's fantastic.
Well, Gordon, you should go along with him and let us know what it's like to go on a road trip.
He's about ready. He's about ready.
Start
planting
your
seed. Yeah. Let's do that. Let's do another song with the crew here.
Let's do it. Yeah. Okay. What do we want to do?
Should we take a stab at Windy and Warm?
Yeah, sure.
You were messing with that.
John D. Loudermilk, the late John D. Loudermilk. Yeah. About there. John Loudermilk. Cut by Doc Watson and Chet.
Richard Smith, Gordon Thorne, and Tom Schaefer together. We got a disclaimer here that these guys like just are starting to play with each other for the first time here. Richard just rolled in, so this is really incredible.
This is
here.
Fun. This yeah. is the this is how it's like.
It all works.
I've done that with people, you know, with French guys and German guys. We know the same music, and we, you know, but I don't speak their language. They don't speak mine. Sure. We just start jamming on songs. It's just so great. It's such a common language, but we can speak. As well,
yeah.
We can advantage. Communicate like this as well.
You say A minor, and people know what you mean.
Yeah.
So tonight, 8 p.m.
8
it's is Gordon, yeah. And then 10 a.m. tomorrow is the classes.
Yep.
And there's still spots available.
There's some room available, yeah.
And then 7:30 tomorrow, up in the dining room is Richard Smith.
Yeah, the big show.
Well, fantastic. So definitely. Get down to that if you have the ability. This has been an amazing, amazing show. Thanks, all three of you guys, for coming in here, especially Richard.
Thanks very much.
I think we got time for one more quick one. Is that possible?
One more quick one. Okay.
You want to do a fiddle tune? We haven't done a fiddle tune. What do you say? Maybe.
Thank you guys for coming on. It'll be a great show, I'm sure. So,
hey, thanks, Will. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Will.
Thank you.